I don't know if there's going to be any. I can't say, but I think people have to be careful, but not so careful. I mean, that they just shut up, don't demonstrate. I really give credit to my friends in Chicago here who've been outspoken and have gone on Democracy Now, have spoken to a woman from one of the people from Minneapolis went on Democracy Now, and they go to demonstrations and they speak out against the actions of the government. So rather than just, you know, be quiet and take it, you know, they're on the offensive, very aggressive about fighting back.
And that's one of the problems, is that this does send a chilling message around the country to activists: look what can happen to you. There seems to be the beginning of a groundswell of really speaking out against these, I think because it happened in so many states and with such secrecy, as you said, and sort of a vengeance. I think people are upset.
Right, but one thing I see here is I've seen some unity I've never seen before in my life, where groups who normally don't get along or have political differences are all rallying around them. And hopefully more unity will come out of this, I'm hoping. But, you know, people who didn't talk to each other for years are now supporting them because they know they could be next.
That's right. We could all be next.
Right.
Jim, you've been doing a tremendous job. We're trying to get the word out in the National Lawyers Guild about our Know Your Rights information. I think the main message that, as you've mentioned, is if someone is visited by the FBI or contacted, do not speak to them. And the other thing is do not lie ever to a federal agent.
Absolutely. And the thing you have to be careful about when you do speak to them, even though you think you're telling the truth, maybe you don't know the whole story. And you tell something that's incorrect, and they could come back and indict you for that.
That's right. That's why they say don't even answer simple questions like, do you live here?
All you say is, I've got a lawyer, deal with him, I have nothing to say to you.
You know, I've been doing this for 38 years, but people all over the city have my card, and they would tell me, the FBI came to my house, I gave them your card, and I said, call you. But it's very rare that I ever get a phone call.
That's right.
Of course.
We tell people, ask them to slip their card under the door, never let them in.
Right.
And oftentimes, that's the end of it.
Yeah.
Right.
Is there a way for people to contact you or any organization you think that would help?
The people who got subpoenas themselves, they're trying to start organizing, you know, get an office together, maybe have a, you know, so they can get press releases out, raise money. Because if people do get indicted, I mean, this case could go on for a long time. And so those are the things that they're looking at now. I mean, obviously right now, nobody from the Lawyers Guild is charging for this grand jury. Yeah, the organizing is going to go on, and I'm, like I said, I'm proud to say that people are coming together from other organizations who...
That is a tremendous coming together. Right. Just to put it in context, over the last few years, as you know, we've had the so-called RNC 8, the identifying of activists and activist leaders around the country, putting through them through the system under anti-terrorism charges, and it keeps people's lives tied up in the legal system. Then we see the charges being dropped, and we realize it was all a sham. I mean, we knew that in the beginning, but it's a horrible ordeal to put people through. And defense funds rise up, people come together, and I think the pattern now is growing so large that we just can't ignore it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, one thing, too, about this case here, some of these same people who got subpoenas were in some of the organizers up in Minneapolis around the RNC.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
Now, one thing I've been doing, too, I just got off the phone with a congressman office, Congressman Gutierrez in Illinois. People in Minneapolis are going to ask their congressman up there, maybe it's time now for a new church committee.
Yes.
The church committee, for your listeners don't know, were back in the 70s when it was discovered that the FBI was harassing groups, dirty tricks, infiltrating religious groups, anti-war groups around Central America, especially around CISPIS, the committee in solidarity with the people of El Salvador. And there's a report came out from the Attorney Inspector General's office of the Justice Department just this month about the activities of the FBI in spying on advocacy groups, but it only goes up to the year 2006. So I don't know if anything's going to come of this, but if you have congressmen there, people should contact the congressman and ask for a new church committee to investigate the FBI.
That's a great idea. Jim, could we call it the Fennerty Committee? Thank you so much for being with us. We're sure that we're going to be asking you for updates over the next few months as this progresses, so we appreciate your stopping by.
Good luck, Jim Fannity.
Thanks.
Thank you.